You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
More like Get a Life. Oh, they heard that. Oh, shit.
Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you hear a 100 Word story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have blah, 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 the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. When I say you, it's not the singular. It's the plural you. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, it is. Who picked this topic? Let's see. At my funeral was Tom from Footnote. And we got a bunch of stories in. You sick bastards. Let's find out who won last week to see who goes first. And that's Ellison, Blogged Ellison, and Radio Shady Springs. He does this thing called Lost in the Cheese Aisle. It's kind of cool. And then perhaps Professor Kurdzenway will call in and drive him silly. So you can find more about Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com, but, you know, don't go there just yet. Don't go to RadioSandySprings.com just yet. Stay right here and listen to Ellison's story. And I think that you are going to, in fact, I know you're going to enjoy it. Here we go. What do you mean he didn't send in a story? What? Huh? Oh, great. Well, congratulations, Ellison. Good story there. I guess he's still lost in the cheese aisle. Let's go ahead and go with, we've got two rookies this week, and, let's go with them instead of, say, just waiting here for Ellison to turn in a story. In fact, I think we've got three rookies. The first one is going to be Fish Fry. That's right, P-H-I-S-H-F-R-Y-E. Fish Fry. You get the joke? Not Fish Fry Bingo with Beth. This is Fish Fry. I think he's related to Lynette Radio, the scrapbooker, somehow. Okay, husband, but okay. Here comes Fish Fry and his thoughts on At My Funeral.
Overslept. No idea how tired I was. As I try to put on my slippers, my feet just keep passing through. I really must have overdone it last night. Downstairs to the kitchen. Not even a note taped to the fridge. She's really not coming back this time. Staring, blurry-eyed at the coffee maker. Try and remember the night before. My sister? She asked. Yes, I replied. But why? Because she swallows. I probably shouldn't have rolled over and gone to sleep at that point. Or bought that oversized pillow. Gave up on the coffee. Late to my own funeral. Interred 10 minutes ago. I guess Mother was right.
And there you go. That's Fish Fry from... Okay, Purple Stripe. Nardo... I thought it was a good story. I thought it was cool. Okay, we have another rookie here, and this is, let me see if I pronounce this right, Anima Zabib... Oh, great. Anima Zab... Zab... Anima Zabaleta. Zab... Okay, Anima Zabaleta. And here is Anima's story... And by the way, Anima wants to say, very amused by you and Radar's interview on Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara. you see, guys? That wasn't a train wreck. Eh? Okay. Here's Anima. What? Anima didn't record? What a train wreck this is turning out to be. Okay, let me read this one out. I am transitioning into the gray realm of adult. Where do I fit? Am I too young to be old, but too old to be young? I must embrace middle age. The passing of youth shall not go unnoticed. At my own funeral, I will have black horses with feathered plumes draw the hearse, followed by a Dixieland jazz band. I shall bury the fears and vagaries of experience in a box 6 feet under, and joyfully don the wings of maturity. I wear tattoos as memento mori, etched in earlier years to remind me of the temporality of youth. So there you go. That's, and by the way, about for investing in some software to record decent sound, just grab the shareware Audacity. And you just need pretty basic microphone. The trick with Audacity, if you've got a bad quality microphone, get the plugins and use vinyl and then get some hokey 30s music where it has all scratches. And then people won't notice a lack of quality. You just record as if Burroughs did. So there's the trick. I've revealed my trick. There you go. Okay. Next up is, and let's look at the list again. Josh is back, but he's been here. Oh, here's another one. This one's from, okay, I'm going to get in trouble here. I see Craig at the open site, and he's at washthebowl.blogspot.com, and he's new to this. So let's hear what he's got. It's going to be our first recording of Craig's.
Hunched in the locked confessional booth, fearful of discovery, holding my breath, I squint through the cracked stained glass. Sitting directly in front of me, wearing a black, floppy Hedy Lamarr hat, was Delilah. Animated as always, her head bobbing to and fro, blocking my view of the mourners. Sure, I wasn't dead, but I felt like I was. That damn Delilah was causing me as much grief at my funeral as when we lived together. I whispered pleadingly, "Please, Delilah, take off your hat." Mourners came and left my funeral. Tell me, how can I ask who they were?
Thank you, Craig. I look forward to hearing more from you in the future. By the way, if y'all are interested in what Craig has out there, let's see, what is his URL? washthebowl.blogspot.com. Okay, that's it for the rookies this week. I guess we need to check out the veterans. We have quite a few. And one of them is Storm Thunders, who did not record their own story, but I'm going to try recording it for them. So here we go. The ratings are astronomical, and the wave of condemnations only draws more watchers. It's all that raw humanity, framed and outlined by the horrifically inhumane context. It's a pricey show to make, right up there with Bridezilla, its only real competitor, but the advertisers flock to it. The fans love the show. Laughter, tears, raw truths revealed, heartbreaking stories, secret lovers, and previously unknown children. The episode where the guy ended up in the emergency room when his wife found out he was fine, truly, at my own funeral, is the most devastating example of reality TV ever made. Okay, folks, that was Storm Thunders. Thank you very much. One of these days you're going to record it, I just know it. But until then, you can check out more from Storm Thunders. Look on the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for all the links to all the various websites that people have and the text of these stories in case you can't understand what the hell anybody's saying. All right, next up is Terry T. of the Quiet Time Podcast. Used to be the old Cootcast, but now the Quiet Time. Some good music there. And also an archive of these really cool stories. And what day is it? I don't know, but we'll find out from Terry. And it's another one of the space stories, so this is going to be cool.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast with my entry for weekly challenge number 98 at my own funeral. It's entitled Stranded, Part 5. Day what? I don't know. I've lost track of how long it's been since the crash. I have just spent the last several days working on the communications equipment and have partially repaired the VidCom. I now at least can receive transmissions from Earth, but still unable to let Space Command know I'm alive. First transmission I received was ICN anchor Dan Quayle discussing the explosion of the landing module on descent and how the Phoenix, the main ship, was still in orbit around the planet. He said that Space Command will be remotely using the Phoenix to survey the planet for wreckage, but there was no hope for survivors. This evening, Dan narrated during the memorial service as President Clinton and the first husband placed wreaths for each of the crew members next to a stone replica of the Phoenix. I never thought there would be a day where I could watch and be at my own funeral. This is Josh Jones, Survivor, signing off.
Thank you, Terry. That was cool. I'm looking forward to more from this series. You can check out more from Terry at QuietTimePodcast.com. What is it, Nardo? Let me see. You know, when I talk to him, then he stops meowing. Go figure. All right, let's see who's up next. And never fails. Okay! No, you can't have your own podcast. And you can't have your own microphone for this one either. The next one up is Tom from footnote.libsyn.com. And Tom came up with the subject for this happy collection of stories. So let's find out what Tom has for us right now.
Hello, my people. This is Tom from the Footnote. And I'm still having the darndest time trying to breathe and talk at the same time. My story this evening is at my own funeral. Ellie Arroway bedded Cervantes on day one. You said I'd have to take the initiative. As Ernesto caught his breath, he noticed an ancient manila folder on the nightstand. The label on the edge read, At My Own Funeral. A pencil-scrawled signature read, A. Cervantes. A man should not know his fate, he protested. Don't get all Doc Brown on me. Look at the photo. Ernesto saw himself at 80, laid out, and himself at 40, standing next to the queen, a young girl on her lap. That's Hermione Arroway, the great-great-great-grandmother of your grandchild, Maria.
Messages from other times. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. Now, we've got one here from Guy David. He's been having troubles connecting to the system and all that and the servers. And every now and then people have trouble connecting to the website and all that. It happens. That's all I can say. I'm not going to pull my hair out trying to diagnose network issues and all that kind of stuff. And if you can connect, people can connect. And if people can't, sorry about that. It's just the way the internet works. But here's Guy, and he's toughed it out. And let's see what he's got for us this week.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and I've been having a little problem. I can't get into the podcasting.isfulofcrap.com website at home. which is kind of strange, since it's the only website I can't get into at home, and at my new job, I can get into the website, so it's a very local problem. Thankfully, Stuart Wolf told me what the topic is this week, so I can give you a new story. So, let's get on with it. A crow spread his wings and flew away. The man carrying the coffin looked up and smiled at the black-feathered friend. A clown in a business suit juggled cats. Everyone cheered and threw colored confetti. The four men put the coffin on the ground. A man and a woman jumped right on it and made love. A life ending, a life beginning, proclaimed someone from the crowd. I couldn't see who it was too busy being dead, but I knew my friends were going to remind me how wonderful life is, and that's the way I wanted it.
Thank you, Guy. You can check out more from Guy David at guydavid.com. Alright, let's wind up another one here. And that's from Daphne Abernathy. She's returned after a long break. Little speckled flowers on the grass. Maybe we need to clean those up. We can get more from Daphne at daphneandtamara.com, but also, in the spirit of the infamous third episode of the Going Broke podcast, here's her 100-word story.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, which can be found at daphneandtamara.com, and Second Style Stylecast, which can be found at stylecast.secondstyle.com. And this is my submission for the 100-word weekly challenge. This week's challenge, at my own funeral. Uplifting topic. Okay, here goes. I stood in the back, watching the mourners. The closed casket with the photo on it. A photo of me. They said the only way I'd be able to escape her was to produce a body. So I went to the morgue, claimed a Jane Doe, and paid for a proper funeral. They said after years of living two lives, they would kill me. I guess they were right. She was trying to take over, saying I needed her to live. Well, I'm alive, and she's heading off to cremation. Before I leave, I'll sign the guest book. My deepest sympathies on your loss, Daphne.
Ooh, we like noir. You can check out more from Daphne at daphneandtamara.com and her blog that she never updates. Thank you, Daphne. Yay! All right. Gotta get through this one, otherwise the clowns will come. Next up is Josh Bodzin, and you can find him at jdavidbodzin.blogspot.com if you can't pronounce that or whatever. It's all going to be up in the show notes, don't worry. You can check out the show notes while you listen to this.
Hi, this is J. David Bodzin of A Work in Progress at www.jdavidbodzin.blogspot.com, and I'm going to continue with my story of the captain. This is part two of Red Mast. The enemy vessel returned fire. Apparently their feelings were mutual. Dead and dying men littered the deck, but the captain stood fast with determination. He watched as the ship's surgeon and priest moved through the plumes of smoke, like angels of mercy amidst thudding musket balls and cannon fire. Untouched by any, they reached a hopeless young man ravaged by shrapnel, and the priest knelt to read his last rites. Amen. The priest finished and stood up, just as a musket ball splattered the sailor's face. The captain returned his attention to the battle. His funeral, a traitor's funeral, would not be as distinguished.
Cool. Josh is keeping that theme going. You can check out more from him at jdavidbodzine.blogspot.com. And I'm looking forward to hearing more from this interesting story. Next up is J.D. White. Now, J.D. has actually sent me a URL. Finally, writing.com/authors/WhiteJD. There you go. That's his URL. I get to put it in the show notes. And I get to put the text from this story.
Hey, Lawrence. This is Jerry D., and it's Friday night in Oklahoma, which means I have written a 100-word story for your podcast, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I won't be putting a story in next week, but I'll be thinking about you. I'm going to be in Colorado, and I understand I'm supposed to learn how to snowboard. Won't be too bad for an old man like me. For now, I'm keeping it brief, and here's the 100-word story.
She pulled up her petticoats, and I pulled out her Tulsa. Take me back, Tulsa. I'm too young to marry.
They came over the palisade by the hundreds. Our only weapons, sharpened sticks and rocks. Afterward, nothing was left to bury. They found us hiding in a cave. Our mutilated bodies were tossed into the canyon below. In the deep woods, the legionary put us to the sword. Our bodies left to feed the wild dogs. They sank the ship and left. We floated for days without water before the sharks came. The jungle erupted with automatic weapons fire. We tried to run. They left us to rot where we died. Death is always near. Not so a decent funeral.
Cool. And check out more from JD at the link that you're going to see in the show notes. I like the feel of that one. Next up is Liana. Always right at the finishing bell, but she comes through again. You can check out stuff from Liana when she posts it at hodgepodgepoint.lidson.com. But she's been a little behind the schedule. Don't worry, she'll reach episode 100 one of these days. Trust me. While you're waiting for episode 100 of Hodgepodge Point, might as well just listen to her story right now.
Hey everyone, Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. I went on a road trip, but the road got bumpy and steered right into a desert. The GPS isn't working, and I have a bad sense of direction. Now I'm lost, and I can't find my way back. For this week's challenge number 98 at my own funeral, cool topic, I have the following story written in present tense, which I'm not crazy about, titled, Buzz Me to Say Goodbye. Proportions are wrong. I see myself bigger than life. Crying is happening all around. I'm staring at family and friends through a kaleidoscope view. It's nauseating. I tolerate by concentrating on why they're here. So many from my past, some deeply ingrained in my memory, and yet others a fleeting face I can't quite place. What am I doing outside myself? Oh, I'm dead, but still seeing myself in all the massiveness I had become. Casket door closes, and I'm alone with myself in the dark. The air won't last. I had such a short time in this reincarnation.
Aww. Oh well, hopefully you'll get more time next time. Thank you, Liana. You can check out more from Liana at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Finally, it's our good friend, Planet Z. No, it's not time for his funeral, but he has something else to say. So let's listen in.
Dr. Odd fired up the time machine and ordered it to send him ahead 1,000 years into the future. Instead, something jumped out of a rift in the fabric of space-time, and the machine crashed. Bruised and battered, Dr. Odd climbed out of the wreckage to discover he'd collided with a duplicate of his from another dimension. The investors would be pissed about this project's failure, so he killed his mirror twin and ran. There were lots of questions raised at his funeral. Thankfully, he didn't have to answer them from his new hollowed-out volcano headquarters.
And there you have it, a bunch of stories about clowns. No, just kidding. About my funeral. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. What? The voting? That takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners are going to choose the next topic, which is going to be for weekly challenge number 100, and there are going to be prizes for that. I bullshit you not. Because 100 is a big thing, and how about I budget $100 for it? And we'll figure something out. Any suggestions for what I should do with that? Put them in your submissions for 99. What I should get, like iTunes credits or whatever, Apple Store, so that you can buy a better iPod with it. Not that $100 will get you a better iPod. It'll probably get you a suck-ass shuffle. But you can also, at that site, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, you can see the text from the stories. You can subscribe to this podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe in iTunes, Podcast Ready, all sorts of stuff. And leave comments, too. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. And there'll be the usual stuff tomorrow. And, you know, I'm just saying a lot of yeah. Saturday, there's going to be another one of these weekly challenges. You know, I'm going to post the topic in just a little bit. Thank you all for listening. I enjoy doing these. I have a blast. It's fun, and I love hearing what y'all come up with. Thank you for participating, and I'll see y'all next week. Until then, you know the line by now. Everybody, get ready to shout it out. Until then, as always, keep it brief. Closing.
Still young, but I know my days are numbered. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on. But a time will come when these numbers have all ended, and all I've ever seen will be forgotten. Won't you come to my funeral when my days are done? Life's not long, so I hope when I am finally dead and gone, you gather round when I am lowered into the ground. When my coffin is sealed and I'm safely 6 feet under, perhaps my friends will see fit then to judge me. Or when they pause to consider all my blunders, I hope they won't be too quick to begrudge me. Won't you come done. Life's not long, so I hope when I am finally dead and gone, you gather round and I am lowered into the ground. If I should die before I wake up, I pray that the Lord my soul will take, but my body, my body, it's your job. Well, I can't be sure where I'm headed after death, to heaven, hell, or yon to their great veils. But if I can, I would like to meet my maker. It's one or two things I'd sure like to ask. Won't you come to my funeral when my days are done? Life's not long, so I hope when I am finally dead and gone, you gather around when I am lowered into the ground.